now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
You have probably seen the stories, 2,500 people in line in Charlotte before 6 o'clock on a Friday morning when a free dental clinic opens. A similar scene in Raleigh the weekend before, people waiting outside the RBC Center for free dental care, some of whom had driven hundreds of miles and slept overnight in their cars for the chance to see a dentist for the first time in several years. The story focused on the grace of the dentist who volunteered their time and how much it meant to the people who attended to finally have that cavity filled and their pain relieved. The stories didn't report that the budget passed by the General Assembly this summer will force state officials to consider ending dental care for seniors. That will make the line at the free clinics longer next year. They didn't mention that cuts to early childhood programs will make it less likely that children who need dental care will be screened and identified and helped so they don't show up at school distracted by pain. What sort of state are we becoming? I'm Chris Fitzsimon.